Good morning, beloveds. It's Psalm 80. We're finishing off Converse 40. My sweetie, you're going to do it slowly. I'm going to just share as you share.
Then again, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Have regard for this vine, the stock that your right hand planted, and for the son whom you made strong for yourself.
Okay, we just seen here, you know, that which God has planted was first Adam and Eve to fill the earth, and then that's where mankind came from. But then we see he wasn't pleased with mankind because of the fall and the man turning away from the living God. And then he took Abram, and from Abram he made the Israelites, the Jews, as a representative. Through whom he wanted to show, and he has shown the world what he's able to do, but again they weren't too pleased with staying in faith, because faith pleases God. And but they, for the son whom you made strong for yourself, you know, we see Jesus in the picture there. He's always been in the picture in the eyes of God, because we were predestined in Christ. He had his son that he loved, and he wanted to make mankind to experience that as well. He predestined us in Christ to be holy and blameless before him in love. Okay, and then, okay, carry on now.
They have burned it with fire, they have cut it down. May they perish at the rebuke of your face. But you let your hand be on the man of your right hand, the son of man whom you have made strong for yourself. Then we shall not turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord, God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved.
Hallelujah. And so we've had the Jewish nation, and we see they couldn't also be everything they were made to be, and it displeased God. But praise God, because of God's love for his son, and before, and because of his love for his purpose, for what he wants to bring about on earth, he sent Jesus. Amen. And Jesus has now united us all. Amen. We all, there's no Jew or Gentile. There's just one vine. We've all been grafted into the vine, which is Jesus, and we all become one vine. You can all think of it also, you know, they were the true olives, the Jewish people of faith. And then we, the wild olive, was grafted in. They were the sheep, you see, which he shepherded. And then he had another flock, and he brought us another people that to also be a part of his love, his caring, his leading, his purpose, his destiny for the earth. And so he's brought us in. And so we need to see now the new and the better covenant has made room for all of us now, so that we can experience a smile, his heart, the goodness of God that is available. And this is the beauty and the wonderful gospel we share in word and in deed. And we're going to see it come across so beautifully in the Songs of Solomon this morning. Be blessed as you arise and shine in this new day, in this new life, in the heavens that has opened up for you to draw near and be everything God made you to be. Amen.
Amen.